She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
It is indeed Dina Diamond. What? How's that for an intro?
Ooh, you can just call me Dina.
I'm just going to call you Dina if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Right. So what a weekend. What a weekend for brand South Africa. And for brand South Africa Speedos or underwears or something.
Oh, Margaret, when I saw that video of Faf in the dressing room meeting Prince Harry, I was finished. I mean, like, seriously. Only Faf. I mean, I think only him, he could have gone away with that.
But it's so true. Anybody else, you know, with him, we just say, oh, yeah, well, that's Faf.
No, I mean, when I saw that video, I was like, please tell me that is not the, I mean, there's so much protocol again, you know, when you meet the
although he did
royal
walk
family,
into the dressing room.
He did, but I mean, he slapped him on the back even. I was like, that's a bit touchy.
He had a beer with him.
Yeah, they said, we're waiting for you. And it looked like he didn't want to actually drink the prince, I must be honest.
But you know what I loved? I loved the fact that I absolutely hated the contrived nature. And that's what it is. Mm. I hated the contrived nature of the royal visit to South Africa. But when I see that, and I see that spot, because that's real. And there I like the guy.
Absolutely. No, you know, I actually do like him. You know, he is a real royal.
Mm.
Because, I mean, he's served in the armed forces. So he has spent time in, like, literally in the trenches and with people. And I think he's also been always, he's been like the outcast sort of naughty boy. So
he has
experienced a bit more sort of the rowdy nature. Mm-hmm. And I think him going into the dressing room
Fantastic.
And them spraying beer everywhere and giving him a beer.
Wonderful.
And him giving a message, I think, of hope. I think also because he had this recent visit to South Africa. He had his finger on the pulse with South Africa. And I think he does feel connected. And he's done, for years, he's been doing relief work in Africa and charity work. And I think that when he went in, he really said, you know, guys, like, this is really the time for the country. This is what's needed and the hope and all of that. Yeah. And it was just from the heart. And it was great.
Incredible.
It was absolutely great. I just literally that Speedo.
Yeah. Well, as I tweeted, you know, move over, you know, it's Chuck Norris because Faf de Klerk will take it from here. And it's true, because who else is going to meet a prince in his Speedo?
In his Speedo.
Do you think sales of these Speedos are going to go up ahead of Plett and Margate?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to see those on the beach.
No, please,
You know, the mankini.
No, we don't want to see those. No, we just don't want to see those in the South African flag. Isn't it rude to do that to a South African
flag?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway.
Exactly. And I just want you know what I loved as well is that Beast went up to him and he said, you know, we just want to like see how Meghan and Archie are. Casual conversation. Like we had you for a bra last week.
Yeah. Well, we kind of did here in South Africa.
We literally did in the townships.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was really
incredible. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right. So we were speaking about a little bit earlier about that Take a Lot campaign.
Yes.
Where they offered a full refund for a certain number of TVs sold.
356.
To be exact.
46, yes.
Yes. If South Africa won. South Africa won. And of course that money is going to be refunded to Take a Lot customers.
I mean, I actually didn't know about this. I would have bought a TV. And there were nice TVs actually as well. There was a 49-inch, a 50-inch, and a 55-inch QLED TV. So, no, absolutely great from that. It was called Back the Bucks, the promotion, and it was the hashtag Back the Bucks, which is so clever.
But it's interesting because I didn't actually hear about it until after the game either.
Mm.
So does that mean that they didn't give it enough publicity?
I think probably not. I think probably maybe even on purpose, because had they pushed it too much. I mean, 4 million rand is quite a substantial amount of money to be giving back to the consumers. Yeah. Again, we never really think they're losing too much money.
No.
But, so it's an advertising cost, marketing cost. But, if they had spread it too wide, potentially there would have been a too big a take up.
Although they could have limited it. They could have said X number of TVs only. But it was, it's certainly doing them a lot of good now because they've put their money where their mouth is ahead of South Africa playing.
Absolutely. And not only that, but it's Erev, Black Friday. I'm going Good Friday, Black Friday, any Friday. So it's actually on the cusp of Black Friday where they're going to have themselves a lot of stuff that's going to be on sale. And I think this is actually also going to like sort of, I think it would be like more promoting themselves. If I had to choose someone, I'd be like, oh, take a lot. They did such great things for the country. I'd go with them if I can buy something from them or someone else. It does create that sort of positive goodwill. Brand image and goodwill for the country. Absolutely. And a time where the brand has suffered so much, Brand South Africa, and where everyone has been so despondent and off the week of really not the best budget speech we've ever heard, and the Rand tanking again.
And Moody's giving us 3 months to get our act together.
Yeah, I mean, flip, it has been a trying time. And again, when Sia spoke after they interviewed him after the game, he spoke about the challenges of South Africa, but he said they were doing it for the people of South Africa, and no matter where you were in the Shebeens or in the townships, and speaking again, he obviously, as the first black captain, as someone who came from the townships, as someone who went to bed hungry, I mean, his story is phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
It's almost actually, you know, the African dream, like talking back off the American dream. He is living the African dream, where he has come from grassroots level to, from nothing, was seen by a scout and went to Grays College and, really came through the ranks, and his talent was spotted. And not only that, but, Rassie Erasmus, as I say, didn't realize when he appointed him captain, it really was not a token position. He appointed him captain because he really deserved it. And you could see that his leadership came through in this entire World Cup. And it was just phenomenal.
I just want to read you Ian's message. Morning, Howard. There's no doubt that the Rugby World Cup win is awesome and most of the country feeling very proud, excluding the EFF. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it is not 1995. For me, 1995 gave hope, optimism, and all things associated with an exciting journey ahead. Saturday was a brief reprieve from reality, a time to smile and cheer, to forget all the irreparable decade of damage to our economy. Today I've woken up with the equivalent of a hangover, and I'm clutching onto the hope that I saw from a nation united. And then Monday will arrive. The realization of what stands ahead is stark. Not an exciting journey, but an uphill battle, not for the faint-hearted. I'm grateful and privileged to have learned the difference between being an optimist and a realist. As a realist, I would appreciate your view on what pragmatic steps we all can take to address a division that prevents us from being the rainbow nation. So, Ian, I couldn't disagree with you more, I have to tell you. And I think a different way of looking at it, and I'm going to ask Dina her view as well, is I believe that Saturday just proved to us what can be done. And if it can be done when you've got a fractured nation with all sorts of complexities, with race politics, with economic issues, and yet we were able to stand together as a nation and achieve something that I think was quite remarkable, then, and if we can do it on the sport field, and it wasn't only on the sports field, it was in every shopping mall across the country, it was in every home across the country, it just showed us what we can achieve. And what positivity does is it creates positivity in the economy. So there is no doubt that if you're feeling good about something, that you will go ahead with a project that you've been thinking about, a renovation that you've been deciding on, go and buy something, book your holiday within South Africa. I think that positivity engenders and creates a massive, massive wave of positivity that does an immense amount of good. So it isn't just about boxing it, if you'll excuse that expression, and keeping it within the rugby world and in Japan and Saturday, but rather looking at the positive impact that it has in every aspect of our lives. Dina, your thoughts?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that is absolutely spot on. I think that sport in itself has the power to unify. It transcends gender, it transcends race, it transcends politics, and again, it had the power to bring everyone together. I mean, if you looked at all the fan parks, at everywhere where they were actually showing the game, from the stadiums to the townships to the V&A waterfront, everyone, every race, everyone was united. They were screaming. They were united towards one vision. It was alluded to by the coach. It was said by the entire team. There was that message from the locker room from Sia and the whole team. And I think it absolutely, absolutely has the power to create that positivity in the country, which we have been lacking. So this is almost like a kickstart to per se. And again, it's all about attitude. And once you do change your attitude,
it's consumer confidence.
Absolutely. And that's what we have lacked. And we've seen that negativity, and you've seen people leaving. And that is why the groups like I'm Staying have started. And if you look at that group, actually, that group's exploded. I mean, it's
absolutely.
Gone.
Absolutely.
Matt, and when you see all that positive stuff, I do believe it has a knock-on effect. And I do believe it makes people, even if it's subconsciously, believe that there is a future and believe that this country is great. Even, and you know what I loved even more so was when I looked at all the feeds, the Twitter feeds, the Facebook feeds, the Instagram feeds of all the expats overseas, everyone, all the ex-South Africans, people who have been living out of this country for 20 years. They were proudly South African, hashtag proudly South African. They were cheering. They were in bars in New York at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I was watching it even outside the United Nations singing Shosa Loza outside there. It was absolutely incredible. Dorf says, can you believe Faf meeting the prince in his undies? I was so embarrassed for him. Why? I thought he was awesome.
It was special. It was special.
I thought he was incredible.
I actually watched that video a few times because I just couldn't. I was like, no, this is not happening.
I think that was awesome. Fantastic. Time is 8:21, about to go 8:22. I'd love your thoughts on this. Do you think that positivity can be something, the positivity over the weekend can be extended? So Brand South Africa, where do we go from here? How do we bottle this positivity?
So what I think is vital is that old Cyril showed up. I think it's vital that the president showed up. I think it was a show of strength. I think it was, I mean, if he hadn't been there, he would have been conspicuous by his absence. And he got involved, and the amazing pictures of him and Sia holding up the cup. And I think it shows that sort of he is part of that good going forward. And I think he has to step up. If he steps up, and maybe companies go and they do marketing campaigns that actually add to this and augment the great feelings that are out there and take advantage of it now, then we can really pull this through. And but it's going to take a team of millions.
And what do you think about now that, I mean, we discussed it last week, but now that we've won, Total Sport have got to be looking terrible.
No, shocking shame. I mean, again, when you see that picture of like Eben with that kiss. And actually, as I was watching it, I was like, wow. I don't know I was like, if that could have been staged, it would have been brilliant. But I think it was.
No, I don't
genuine.
Think anything was staged.
No, I don't think it was staged. I think it's completely genuine.
I tell you,
genuine.
I looked at the, I looked very closely at the body language and the interaction.
This is
a family. This rugby team is a family.
But they really are, that. They really are. I mean, I was involved a good couple of years ago. So we're in the one of the Rugby World Cups. I was part of a sponsorship. I was involved in the team, and I spent a lot of time with the Boca, and they are so close, all of them. They bra together, they holiday together, they are amazing, down to earth people.
Incredible.
They're wonderful. They are really wonderful, like salt of the earth human beings. And they are very much close people, and you can see they're a team,
and you can see
they are family.
And there's no doubt in my mind that's genuine.
That
warmth, and I'm sure they irritate each other because they live together often on tour under tremendous amount of stress. Somebody does something to let the team down. This is very, very complicated stuff. Through it all, you can definitely see that there's a family.
There's love. There's love in that team, and it's beautiful. It's actually beautiful to behold. And you saw when they won that everyone was just so engaged and really genuinely.
And they're the toughest guys in the world. That's what makes it so amazing.
That is the
appeal to me, is you've got these tough guys, but just
incredible.
No, they're
monsters. I mean, when you look at that was such a physical game. I mean, when you saw those shoulders being taken out one after the other, it is such a physical game. And those guys are massive. And even though Faf looks small in comparison, I mean, he's still built, okay? He is not a little smurf, right? He's not a pushover.
Not a little smurf.
And even when you watch the commentators and you watch like the likes of Victor Matfield and Bucky Sbuerta and John Smith, I mean, like the old greats, they also like so engaged, and you can see they know what the brotherhood is about, and it's beautiful, it's fantastic, and in terms of Total Sports, I think they are feeling like that was really bad PR.
I know we need to wrap up, but
what they've done is they've gone silent. There's not much you actually can
do. I think that's the only thing they can do.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, if they try and make it right, they can just make it wrong. I think it probably will just be worse.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of just going silent, but I really do think in this case, the only thing to do do is just let it pass. Just keep your head below the parapet and let's just forget about it for now. Yeah, you screwed up.
Anything they're going to do will cause controversy. So,
yeah.
And again, with Eben, again, no one, again, innocent until proven guilty. Nothing happened. I've heard a few stories since actually on, what actually did happen. Someone said they had a recording of the night. So this could be complete fact or complete fiction.
Right.
But apparently the guys, I mean, obviously when you're a rugby player, people are always revving you. You're a massive bar. You're in a bar. You're in Langebaan. And people get on. And apparently this bar is known to be quite out there.
Right.
And quite rough. And these guys also were like revving him. And apparently one of them threw a brick through his window, through his car window. And, I mean, which would, I think, upset any person, never mind a massive individual. And he's huge. Eben is huge. And, and then I saw that he also, like, he pistol whipped them. I'm like, how did he pistol whip them? Meanwhile, so what actually happened was this guy, one of the guys of the four, actually pulled a gun on Eben, which is illegal in itself. So what did he do? He hit him with his own gun. Serves him right.
Wow.
That's not
wow.
racist. That's just, I mean, that's just protection.
Yeah, well, that's of ridiculous. Course, the question is why it is.
You're going to do that to anyone of any color. Someone pulls a gun on you and you are massive and absolutely. You've got the power to do it. You'll do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely right. Time is 8:32. Dina Diamond, thank you as always.
Thank you. Go Boca.